vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Hey there, English listeners. Welcome to another episode of English Way RD, where learning is fun, not a pain in the neck. Today, we are going to have some fun by learning through listening. We will listen to a conversation between two friends that run into each other. After, we will discuss the main vocabularies of this conversation. Remember, you can support the show by subscribing on any platform you are listening on by clicking on the subscribe button. You can also help us to keep the show running by becoming a patroner. Just click on the link support on the description and you will help us to keep the show running and improving. Without further ado, let's go into the conversation.
Hi, Jen. What's up? I haven't seen you for ages.
Nicole, fancy running into you here. Do you have time for a cup of coffee?
Sure. We really need to catch up. Do you work around here?
At the dress shop across the street. I'm a sales assistant for the time being, but I'm hoping they'll promote me to buyer after I have some experience on the floor.
Oh, I love that shop. Their clothes are so trendy and different from the run of the mill. You look fantastic. I'll bet their sales have gone up since you started working there.
Well, I try. The thing is, I enjoy the work because I love clothes, and I like helping people find what works for them. It's actually quite fulfilling.
Good for you. And I think the idea of becoming a buyer is great. Before you know it, you'll be working on your own designs. I remember how you used to dream of being a fashion designer.
Yeah, and I think this is a step in the right direction. Now, what are you up to? The last I heard, you were about to move across country. I hope you're back to stay.
As a matter of fact, I just got back a couple of months ago. I'm glad I went, because now I know I really want to be here. I'm working as a waitress right now, but am hoping to get a teaching job. I've applied to most of the local school districts, so have my fingers crossed I'll get something this fall.
What do you want to teach? I've heard there are openings for high school teachers in Howard County.
No way. I haven't even applied there. I'll do it as soon as I get home. Man, that'll be awesome if they need a biology teacher. Thanks for the tip. Which reminds me, waiting tables isn't all bad. On weekends, I get pretty good tips. And banking on the info you just gave me, I think I'll follow you back to work and splurge on a new dress.
Great. I already have in mind some things for you to try on.
Later that day.
Wow, I love this one. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, but I have a feeling this is just what I need for the interview with the principal.
And for the first day of school.
Thanks so much for your help. Now I'm really pumped. I'm so happy I ran into you today.
Me too. Let's make sure we get together more often.
Yeah, I promise I'll keep in touch.
Take care, and let me know what happens. Bye for now.
Bye, and thanks again.
Fantastic! Congratulations! I hope you have listened carefully. Remember, you can replay these conversations as many times as possible. So, if you did not catch everything, you can go back and listen to it again. Don't be ashamed, it's only you listening. Now, let's discuss the vocabulary. The main vocabulary, the first vocabulary, I'm sorry, that I would like to discuss is run into. Run into. Run into means to see someone by chance or in an unexpected place, meaning encounter someone by mere coincidence, I would say. Just running into someone, seeing someone that you were not expecting to see. That's what run into means. For example, I ran into Jack yesterday at the supermarket. Well, let's continue. Another of the vocabulary that we encountered during the conversation was fancy running into you here. Fancy running into you here means I didn't imagine I would see you. It is often said when you see people in places where you normally don't see them. Other expressions that you could use in these situations are fancy meeting you here or what a coincidence. Now, let's move on to another of the vocabularies that we were able to catch there. And it was for ages, for ages. And it means for a very long time, a very long time. One example is this is, how's Dan? I haven't seen him for ages. Yes, it's been a long time. He's fine. Again, how's Dan? I haven't seen him for ages, meaning that it's been a while since he saw Dan for last time, since last time. Yes, it has been a long time. He's fine. Catch that? Let's move on. Another one that I love to use is I'll bet. I'll bet indicates sincere belief that what you are going to say is true, even though you have no proof. For example, what's Maria up to? I'll bet she's making a lot of money. Again, what's Maria up to? I'll bet she's making a lot of money. Now, I'm sure, I'm positive that Maria is making a lot of money. Do I have any proofs? Not at all. But I don't have any doubts either. However, if you are replying to someone else's statement with I'll bet, this indicates that you do not believe it. For example, I heard Maria is making a lot of money. I'll bet. I heard Maria is making a lot of money. I'll bet. So this is pretty much that I don't believe it. I don't think Maria is making any money. Then we continue with another expression that it's frequently used in the English language and is no way. I'm sure you have seen that in a lot of movies. Again, no way. No way is another expression that can mean two opposite things. Definitely no, or that's good news. For example, are you going to Claudia's party? No way. She hardly speaks to me. Are you going to Claudia's party? No way. She hardly speaks to me. Another example is, we are going to the beach for a week. We are going to the beach for a week. No way. That sounds like a lot of fun. No way. That sounds like a lot of fun. Can you see the difference between each one? In the first one, we talked about Claudia's party. The reaction is no way, meaning that, like, definitely not. I'm not going to that party. This girl, she doesn't even like me. She doesn't talk to me. So there is no reason for me to go in there. Now, on the other hand, when we talk about the beach, like, hey, I'm going to the beach for a week, the answer is like, yes, definitely going. It's a positive thing. No way. It sounds like a lot of fun. So there you have your both no ways. You can use them, but use them wisely. Also, let's continue with on day. On day. To be on the floor means to be working as a salesperson in a store. To be on the floor means to be working as a salesperson in the store. For example, I'll bet you're tired after being on the floor all day. I'll bet you're tired after being all day on the floor. So again, this one on the floor means that you are not like laying on the floor. It means that you are literally helping out customers around the store. This is usually used in the business industry when you need to have frequent face-to-face interactions or interactions on a very frequent basis with clients or customers. Now, also we have another expression here on, that is related to on the, and it's to be on the job. To be on the job. And it means to be working on a project that requires physical labor. For example, we're installing the electricity in the new building up street. How long have you been on the job? Again, we're installing the electricity in the new building up street. How long have you been on the job? That means, how long have you been working on that project? How long has it been taking you to install those, to install electricity up in the street. That's what it means, pretty much. How long has it take you? How long has that project taken you? Run of the mill is a way to describe something very ordinary or non-descriptive. If used before a noun, it has a hyphen between each word. If you use without a noun, there are no hyphens. For example, my shoes are comfortable, but not trendy. They are quite run of the mill. Then another example is, this book is quite interesting. It's not just a run-of-the-mill romance novel. This book is quite interesting. It's not just a run-of-the-mill romance novel. As you could notice, we have here two different things. We have, my shoes are very comfortable but not trendy. They are quite a run-of-the-mill, meaning that they are ordinary. They are very common. Now, on the other hand, which is the second example, we have, this book is quite interesting. It's not just a run-of-the-mill romance novel. Means that this is not just another typical romance novel. It's actually out of the ordinary. It's very unique. Great. I hope you have understood that. If not, just let's listen to it again. Let's continue with a step in the right direction. A step in the right direction refers to an action that will lead to success. For example, I'm so glad you have decided to go to college. That's definitely a step in the right direction. Listen to it again. I'm so glad you have decided to go to college. That's definitely a step in the right direction. As you could notice here, what we are trying to imply, or what the speaker is trying to imply, is that going to college is the best decision this person made, because that's definitely the best option or the best course of action to be successful. Let's continue to bank on. Bank on. Bank on means to rely on, count on, or trust certain information. Do you think our candidate will win the election? You can bank on it. All the polls say he's ahead. Again, do you think our candidate will win the election? You can bank on it. All the polls say that he's ahead. So how will this sound like? Like, do you think our candidate will win the election? The answer to this question is like, you can count on it, or you can definitely trust he will win, or you can be certain that he will win. Let's continue with another word, which is also new to me. And I'm talking about splurge. Splurge means to spend more money than necessary on something because you really want it. For example, she got a bonus at work, so she splurged on a first class ticket. Why don't we splurge and buy the beautiful sofa instead of the run-of-the-mill one? Again, she got a bonus at work, so she splurged on a first-class ticket. Why don't we splurge and buy the beautiful sofa instead of the run-of-the-mill one? Let's continue with get ahead of oneself. Get ahead of oneself. To get ahead of oneself means to make plans based on something that may not happen. Another expression that has the same meaning is to count on one's chicken before they hatch. To count on one's chicken before they hatch. An example of this could be, what? You just met him and you are already planning what to name your children? Aren't you getting ahead of yourself? You should never count on your chickens before they hatch. Again, what? You just met him and you are already planning what to name your children? Aren't you just getting ahead of yourself? You should never count your chickens before they hatch. Also, we have half a feeling. Half a feeling. To have a feeling about something is to think that it might be true or might happen. For example, they've never met, but I have a feeling they might like each other. They've never met, but I have a feeling they might like each other. And for our final vocabulary here, our final expression is have one's fingers crossed. Have one's fingers crossed. To have one's fingers crossed means to indicate a strong desire or hope that something happens. It's wishing that something becomes a reality. For example, I have my fingers crossed that we'll win the game tonight. I have my fingers crossed that we'll win the game tonight. Now, I hope you have enjoyed this episode, that you have learned. Remember that you can play this episode as many times as possible so you can learn all the vocabularies necessary for you to pretty much keep on learning. Remember, you can just reach out to us on the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or pretty much any of the social medias that you use. We are in all of them. Thank you again for listening and see you next week. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en EnglishWayRD.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.